first of all, tell me your name and where you're from.
This is Dmitry Soshin, it's Channel One Russia. Well, certainly for you, the British people, this is the biggest story of the generation. And for us, this is the main story.
And so what's your plans for being here? You're going to be here for
We're going to be meeting people, meeting politicians, asking how the waters, you know, what the waters think.
And what do the people back home think about it? Are they talking about it?
Yeah, this is certainly interesting for people. They are, you know, knowing what's going on this island. Having the prospect of Great Britain being not that great, you know, that's an interesting story.
Okay, enjoy your time in Edinburgh.
My name is Alexandre Mayette-Théberge. I'm a producer for the La Cavale Écossaise.
Okay, great. And you guys have come from Montreal in Canada.
Exactly.
Tell us about the interest over there in the Scottish independence referendum.
Well, the Scottish independence is a hot topic in Quebec. We had two referendums, and the last one was in 1995, which closed at 49.4% for yes. So half of population was still on their appetite after that situation.
So you're drawing on similarities between this decision and the decision that you guys made as well?
Yeah. The next few days will be very exciting. There's a directly comparison to what happened in Quebec back in 1995. Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Enjoy
it. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
My name is Olivier Henrion. I'm a journalist working for the Belgian public radio, RTBF. There will be a big referendum next week, and so everybody is concerned about what is going to happen here. Belgian people love Scotland, they love the United Kingdom too.
Tell me about what people in Belgium think about it. Is it something that's been discussed?
There is now, because then suddenly people realise that there might be a new state on the European map.
How are you feeling being in Edinburgh? Are you excited?
The most exciting thing actually is to realise that whatever the answer will be, there is a real, true democratic debate among the population.